from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Dozens of refugees escaped from the main prison in the Bahamas. A plea from the Dominican Republic to reconsider how aid is given to the world's poorest countries and why hurricanes are getting stronger. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. We've just received news that 30 Cuban immigrants have broken out of the main prison in the Bahamian capital, Nassau. The fugitives were part of a group of nearly 400 Cubans, Haitians, Jamaicans, and Colombians, and an African who were transferred to the prison last week for safekeeping during Hurricane Floyd. More on that story when we get it. Meanwhile, the police in Barbados are still searching for the convicted murderer Winston Hall, who escaped for a record third time on Thursday. He'd previously been recaptured in St. Vincent and in Trinidad. Bertram Niles has the story of the man who's probably the Caribbean's slipperiest criminal.
Winston Hall is no ordinary criminal. In fact, a substantial number of Barbadians don't regard him as a fugitive from justice. His third escape from Glendaree Prison was met with a mixture of incredulity and mirth. How could it happen, especially after the island's prison chief said last year that there was no way this modern-day Houdini could escape again? Prime Minister Owen Arthur is among those who are astonished by this latest getaway. Mr. Arthur, speaking in a radio interview,